It's hot in here. Sorry, we usually have a spit guard in front of me because I spit when I sing a lot. Did you guys notice that? Did you notice that? Oh, okay. That's gotta be what it is. It's very true. You know, I have a beautiful daughter, and she's actually sleeping in the back somewhere. And yeah, so quiet. But don't. We're actually getting to the stage right now where, well, it's hard because, there you go, see, spit flying everywhere. It's very hard because, you know, she's almost 10 months, and but she knows kind of right and wrong. I mean, she knows when she's doing something wrong. So we're trying to, you know, how to understand how to discipline at this age, you know? So we kind of, you know, smack her hand a little bit and, you know, tell her no. And she's like, smacks us back, you know? She thinks it's a game, you know, but it's not. And, but it's kind of that difficult part. I'm like, man, I don't want to have to start disciplining. You know, it's so hard when they cry and they have a little pouty face. And, you know, she's a daddy's girl, you know? And I, man, she gets older. I got to be careful. I don't spoil her, you know? But it's amazing because, you know, I thought about just discipline, and I thought about, you know, when she gets older and you know, she starts wanting to go for the grill or something that's hot, something that's on fire, you know, I'm going to tell her no. If she keeps going, I'm, you know, smack her hand and say no, you know, don't touch that. And the reason why is because she's going to get burnt, you know, and it's not because I'm mad at her and don't want her to have fun, you know, it's because I don't want her to get hurt, you know, so that's where some discipline comes in. Sometimes, you know, when she gets older and starts driving, which is, I already think about that already. It's kind of weird, but I plan ahead in my life. But, you know, if she goes like 90 miles per hour in a 20 mile per hour zone, you know, I'm going to take the car away. You know, that's just a natural thing. And anything that she's going to do, I know that I'm not going to love her any less. You know what I mean? I'm not going to look at her and say, because you've done this, I don't love you as much as I used to. That's not true, you know? Even when she starts dating when she's 28, it's going to be, you know, she brings home somebody I don't like. I'm not going to love her less, you know. But I'm just going to be in on the porch with my shotgun. But edit that one. I'm just kidding. Jeremy's violent. But don't laugh. That's my brother, by the way, Mr. Jared Camp. Yes. Yeah. But what I thought about in this song, you know, I'm kind of leading up to is, you know, we make mistakes and we constantly make mistakes. And I know in my life, I fail and I do things. Sometimes I'm disobedient or sometimes, you know, I just fail and miss the mark. And I find myself sometimes on the ground and I've caused pain in my own life. And the greatest thing is that our Heavenly Father doesn't come by and kick us when we're down, you know? He picks us up and calls us out by name. My son, my daughter, I love you. And he takes us back so lovingly. And I thought about that. I thought about, because sometimes I struggle with the grace of God. And man, after saying I'm sorry for doing this one thing and maybe an hour later doing the same thing, you know, do you still love me? Do you still care no matter what? And the thing is that Jesus, when he died on the cross, his blood was shed so that we can have that forgiveness. And the power of what he's done allows us to have where it says no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But that doesn't give us a license to say, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I'm going to go off and do what I want because God's going to forgive me. You guys, if we truly understood, and if I truly understood how much he did for me and what he went through for me, the thought that should come in my mind is the scripture. It says that we should lay our lives down as a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable unto him, which is our reasonable service. We should say, God, here I am, as Isaiah said. I'm a man of unclean lips. Here I am. I'm yours to be used in any way possible. That should be our heart. Just knowing who Jesus really is and what he's done for us. This song's called Take You Back.
Stand answer lies in you. You hung to make me strong. Though my praise was few, when I fall, I bring your name down. I have found in you a heart that bleeds forgiveness, replacing all these thoughts that have overtaken me. But I know that your response will always be, I'll take you back. This cry of what I'm looking for, then I'll take all I can and lay it down before the throne of endless grace. Now the radiates what's true, and I'm in the only place that erases all these faults that have overtaken me. I know that your response will always be, I'll take you back. For some reason, even when your fight is over now, even when your fight is over now, 'cause I'll take you back. For some reason, even when the pain is coming through, I'll take you back, 'cause I can only speak with a grateful heart as I'm pierced by this gift of your love. Take me back.